Hey there, and welcome to Leading Presales, the show for solution engineering leaders who want to build teams that drive revenue, and not just demos. My name is Tim, and I'm the co-founder of SE Rockstars, and together with Jan, we've coached over 350 solution engineers and their leaders across several dozens of companies. Every conversation you hear on this show is based on real coaching situations, real challenges, real problems that SE leaders like you are dealing with right now. None of this is made up. We use AI to bring these stories to life through our two hosts, Nate and Ava, but the insights come straight from the trenches. Each episode gives you one actionable takeaway you can apply immediately, whether you're already leading a team or working your way into that role. All right, let's get into it.
I ran a deal review with one of my SE directors on Monday. Big deal. Late stage. Champion is strong. I asked her one question, and her whole face changed.
What was the question?
Who's going to be in the room when this gets signed off? She started to answer, stopped, started again, stopped, realized she genuinely didn't know.
Oof.
4 months into the deal, champion she trusts completely. She could tell me the champion's priorities cold. Couldn't name a single other person in that sign-off room.
How big is that committee usually, for a deal that size?
Look, that's the part that should scare every SE leader listening. Forrester says the average B2B buying group in 2026 is 13 internal people plus 9 external influencers. 22. That's not the outlier. That's the average.
Welcome to Leading Presales. I'm Ava.
And I'm Nate. Every episode, one idea, 5 minutes. Today, why having a strong champion is no longer enough to win a deal, and what actually is.
Okay, so 22 is wild. But let's pressure test. When you say buying group, are we talking about people with a vote or just people who get CC'd on the thread?
People with real influence, not the inbox noise crowd. Forrester's definition requires the person to have substantively shaped the decision. 13 inside, 9 outside, and the outside is the new piece. Consultants, industry peers, analyst calls, Slack communities, AI research tools.
So even if we had somehow talked to all 13 insiders, there's still 9 people influencing the deal we'd never even meet.
Correct. And this is where I want to push back on how most SE teams operate today. For years, we've trained our people on find the champion, arm the champion, trust the champion to sell internally. That worked when the internal buying group was 4 people and the champion actually knew all of them.
And now?
Now your champion is one voice in a room of 22. She can't physically maintain relationships with everyone. She doesn't know what the CFO's peer at another company told him over dinner. She can't be in the stakeholder review you're not invited to.
So the champion isn't obsolete, but leaving her to sell it alone is malpractice now.
That's the framing I'd use, yes.
Okay, but this is where I have to ask the honest question. What can an SE actually do about a room they're not in? You can't demo to people who won't take the meeting.
You can't, no. But you can make sure your champion walks into that room with something that does the demo for you. My SE directors have started calling it a champion enablement kit. It's not a pitch deck. It's a pre-built answer to every question the people your champion has never met are likely to ask.
Give me a concrete example. What's in one?
A one-page ROI summary the CFO can scan. A security brief the CISO can forward to their team. A 12-minute async product walkthrough the skeptical VP can watch at 10 p.m. A peer reference video from a company in their industry. All of it designed so the champion doesn't have to represent you in that room. Your material does, through her.
So you're basically sending your SE into the meeting, on paper.
Through proxies, yes. The SE isn't in the room, but her answers are.
Okay, so here's the move. Before your next stakeholder review on any real deal, ask your champion one question. Who's going to be in that room that I've never met? Then build them something specifically for each of those people. Not a generic deck, something targeted.
And if your champion can't answer that question, you have a much bigger problem than a missing deck. You have a champion who doesn't know the room either. That's the real signal.
I'm Ava.
And I'm Nate. See you next episode.
Thanks for listening to Leading Presales. If you've got a question, a topic you'd like us to cover, or you just want to connect, reach out to me at tim@serockstars.com. And if what you heard today hit home and you want to talk about how to develop your SE team, feel free to book a discovery call at serockstars.com. No strings attached. The link is, of course, also in the show notes. Until next time, and keep leading from the front.